Good morning. I'm Dan Brown. Friends and guests, as the end of summer nears, it's a delight to be together, to praise God, and share in His love. We welcome to worship one and all, no matter where you are in your faith journey. We extend a special welcome to those of you who worship with us through our radio broadcast on KCHK, and to all who join us online through our website, zionlesueur.com. We welcome your comments, contributions, and prayer requests. If you are visiting Zion today, please sign the guest card so that we can personally greet you. Today's radio broadcast and bulletins are sponsored by Hilton and Fran Schloop in honor of their 60th wedding anniversary on September 4th. Thank you to all who give to this ministry. We thank Pastor Robert Broder for being with us this morning and sharing his message. Following the worship service, there will be a special anniversary reception honoring Hilton and Fran Schloop, who are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary on September 4th. All are welcome to stay after the service and help them celebrate. Thank you to everyone who helped at the food shelf this month in August. It was really very much appreciated. Next Sunday, September 7th, missionaries Ciamara Sintron Garcia and Alex Maldonado Lizardi will be leading the service at Zion and will share information about their work being done in Bogota, Colombia. On September 14th, members of Zion who have reached the age of 90 or older will be honored and celebrated. Please mark this date on the calendar and plan to join the members of Zion in worship. Zion Bell Choir and adult choirs are recruiting members to join the fun. If you are interested, please contact Pastor Susan. Rehearsals begin on September 10th. There is great news on the fundraising for our heating improvements. We have reached our $100,000 goal. To God be the glory. Thank you so much to all who have given so far. More news. Because work is being done on the south parking lot and will cost approximately $90,000, the church council voted to increase the fundraising goal by $50,000 to a total of $150,000. To date, just over $104,000 has been raised. Your financial support of the radio broadcast in any amount helps keep worship services available to those who are unable to attend worship in person. Now let us join in worship.
It's almost Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Yes, Labor Day.
Woo!
Fun.
Ah, Labor Day. When we celebrate the back-breaking, crushing blow to our bodies and spirits that takes place when we toil underneath the grueling thumb of...
No, this is a celebration video. Labor Day is a holiday, day off. You're thinking of the wrong kind of labor.
Sorry. Then Labor Day must be the day that we celebrate the American Labor Party, which was dismantled in the 1950s due to its cozy relationship with communists.
No, Labor Day is about hot dogs and beaches and Matlock marathons. It's vacation. Wrong kind of labor.
Okay, now I get it. Happy Labor Day, when we celebrate the 19 hours your mother pushed and as that pumpkin you call a head tried to make its way.
Are you insane? That's not a vacation. That's difficult. Why would we celebrate hard things?
Well, who said there isn't a place in our faith for difficult things? I mean, some good things only come from hard things. As a matter of fact, the greatest joys are a result of the greatest difficulties. It's why Colossians says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men. Our work matters to God, even the hardest parts. We just can't forget who we're doing it all for.
All I know is that this video is supposed to be about a day off, so get to the point. I'm late for the beach, gotta heat the charcoal, make the burger patties, bake my Jerry Lewis-faced MDA cookies, put on more sunblock.
You sound stressed.
Of course I'm stressed. I'm vacationing.
That's not a day off. That's a nightmare.
I'm grilling for 30 people.
You know, God wants us to work hard, but He also wants us to rest well.
Rest? What's that?
Well, according to Mark 6, after hard work, Jesus urged the apostles to go to a quiet place and rest a while.
Take a break? From ministry?
Imagine that. God cares about your well-being. He cares about your day off. It's a time to show Him how grateful we are for the fruits of our labor.
Just like Labor Day.
I'm grateful that we serve a God who insists upon rest and reflection. Otherwise, we would never know the great value that comes from the tough times. It's a perfect reason to take a day off.
A day off. I think I'll just nap right here.
This Labor Day, be grateful for the work that God has put into your hands. And don't be afraid to take a little holiday.
Holiday! Celebrate!
You're drooling on my toenails.
Did we get that?
In the name of the Father, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We lift up our souls to you, Holy God.
We trust the Lord with our past, present, and future.
Teach us, Lord, that we may know your ways.
Guide our every move, O Lord, that we may walk in your paths of love and mercy.
Let us worship the one who leads us in what is right. Let us join in our opening hymn. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Just and gracious God, we come to you for healing and life. Our sin hurts others and diminishes us. We confess them to you. Our lives bear the scars of sins. We bring those also to you. Show us your mercy, O God. Bind up our wounds, forgive us our sins, and free us to love for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. For all who does truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and seeks to amend their sinful life and to follow after him, our sins are forgiven. As we prayer time together, we have some special celebrations this day. As mentioned, Hilton and Fran Sloop celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary. I'm going to ask you to stand. I know you're going to kill me, Hilton, for this, but congratulations there. Also, we have Lucy Tooby has a birthday this coming week, for which we give thanks. Also, I'll share a special aspect, too, on personal, as my wife, Sandy, and I will be celebrating our 53rd wedding anniversary on Tuesday. You know what definition? You know the definition of a saint, don't you? Sandy. There's some truth in that. Another kind of joyous note is the Le Sueur Braves are doing quite well in a state tournament, and so we hope them continued success today as they hopefully play twice. On a sadder note, we want to hold in our prayers the family of Mara Moss. And also want to hold the family of Officer Carl Hagen. Let us now pray. O Lord God, who gives us that precious gift of life, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for the milestones of life. We give you thanks, O Lord, for all the many blessings that we do receive. And we pray, O Lord, that you may strengthen and encourage us to live a life which is indeed one of service in the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks this day also for families and friends who support us on our journey of life. For it does take a lot of people to help each of us move along. And we pray that we may also look around our world for those who do not have such support, that we might reach out and show them Christ's love. We give thanks this day as we look towards a day of holiday tomorrow, that indeed we may take time to refresh and to be re-strengthened. We pray also as we rest, may it also provide an opportunity that we may reflect on what is important in life and what we really are laboring for in our world. We pray also this day for the families that now go through that valley of shadow of death. Give them the strength and the courage that is needed for the days ahead. And Lord, we think about the children these days. The children at the church in Minneapolis and where they were killed and terrified. We pray for all of their families. We pray for the children in Gaza who are starving. We pray for the children in Ukraine who have to wake up with a nightmare of being afraid of maybe going to sleep, not knowing what bomb might come before them. We pray for this country, for the children of those who are concerned about their continuity in this country. We pray, O Lord, for our nation, that we might indeed live up to that concept that one time was said that we were a beacon on a hill to give light and hope to all. We pray that we may be that beacon, or at least regain it. And we pray that your church, which was always a vital part of putting forth that concept, that we may, in the love of Jesus Christ, reach out, touch, and change the world to become as so Christ hoped. O Lord God, we pray this prayer of the one who taught us when we gather together to pray, to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The scripture lesson this morning is from Hebrews 13, verses 1 through 16. Let mutual affection continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke of the word of God to you. Consider the outcomes of their lives and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be carried away with all kinds of strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by regulations about food which have not benefited those who observe them. We have an altar from which those who officiate in the tent have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore, Jesus also suffered outside the city gate in order to sanctify the people by his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp and bear the abuse he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of the word.
The gospel lesson for today is from Luke 14, these excerpts. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give that person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host does come, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." And then you'll be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who are exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He also said to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers and sisters or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they might invite you in return and you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O strength in our Redeemer. Amen. This week has been a very interesting and busy week, as affected by a service I will be presiding over later on this afternoon. One that involved a lot of planning, a lot of getting together, a lot of Zoom meetings. And from one of those Zoom meetings, I found the story of the funeral director spelling out in picture form the beginning of this scripture this morning. It so happened, it wasn't long ago, that this funeral director also had a service which involved all these different details. And it was such that he had asked the family, "How many pews do you think the family will need during the service?" They told him 5. So he reserved 5 pews. And in the 6th pew, he put the governor and distinguished members of the state of Minnesota, which was fine. Those 5 pews filled up. And it was kind of like here, normally at the end of the toward the beginning when the service, some more people come. And here comes in some young families with kids, and they tell the funeral director, we're part of the family. So what does now the funeral director need to do? Go to that 6th pew where the governor and the distinguished guest are present and ask them to move back 1 pew. They graciously do that. That pew is filled. Here comes in some more young families with kids. We're part of the family, in the family section. Okay, says the funeral director. He goes down the aisle to where the governor and other distinguished guests of the state of Minnesota are seated. Would you please move back one more row? But this time, instead of asking for one row, he asked for two, just to maybe cover his bases. And they graciously did. And those folks came in and filled the pew before the service started. Later on, the funeral director found out that one of the immediate members of the family of the persons whose life they were celebrating happened to be a daycare provider and had invited all her daycare families because she thought they were part of her family. It would have been nice to have made that known in advance so as not to be an embarrassment to the person who was the funeral director and also for the distinguished guests that had been asked to be there. Now, also, as with many events, like the scripture speaks about, coming to a special event, say a wedding or so, a lot of times, you know, those are what we really almost call transactional operations. You invite me, I invite you. You do something for me, I do something for you. It's kind of like this pastor who went to visit a member of his congregation who was seriously ill. And he said, "Pastor, if you pray for me to recover, and I do, I will give $25,000 towards the new building fund." Well, the pastor prayed, and the man got well. Although the pastor tried repeatedly to kind of remind him of his pledge, the man didn't seem to get the idea until finally the pastor frankly told him, "You promised to give $25,000 for the new church if you got well." And the man said, "Did I? Well, that should give you some idea of how sick I really was." Isn't that life? Have I had that experience actually happen? Isn't that life? As the scripture says, you know, if I do this, you will do that. It's also such that it's kind of like in inviting folks, maybe some that we're not particularly too thrilled to come and we don't include them on the list. Kind of like the story of this cowboy who went to church for a very short time in his life, and he was really enthusiastic about this experience. He was telling a friend about what had happened to him. He said, "The folks really welcomed me there when I first came, when I rode in on my horse, and I tied up the horse by a tree in the corral." "Corral?" The friend said, "You don't mean corral. You mean the parking lot." "I don't know. Maybe that's what they call it. I'm not sure." "And then he went. Then I went through the main gate." "You don't mean the main gate. You mean the front door of the church." "Well, anyway, a couple of fellows took me down the chute." "The chute? You don't mean the chute. You mean the center aisle." "I guess that's what they call it." "And then they put me in one of those little boxes. Those box stalls." "You don't mean a box stall. You mean a pew." "Oh, yeah. Now I remember," said the cowboy. "That's what the lady that I sat down next to me said." How often is that in our relationships of how we invite people? We invite those that will enhance us and to make us look good. But that's not what this scripture is all about. No, I think the scripture says a lot more when it talked about who you invited if you were holding a dinner. I think It's talking about this experience that I want to share. A few weeks back, Sandy and I were doing our date time, which is to go shopping. And I take her to McDonald's, so he's a big guy. She can get a pop, you know, okay. That's about the truth, too. And we were in line, waiting to check out. There was in front of us another person in line. And so happened as they were getting ready about, you know, put their stuff on the counter, here comes another gentleman that had just three items is all he was. And he seemed to be rather hurried. And, you know, we don't want to, but we all do make sometimes opinions and judgments of what we see. This man was rather disheveled. This man looked like life had been really hard on him. This man also looked like he had some challenging aspects of life. And he said, "I got a cab waiting to the guy in front of us." So he said, "Well, why don't you go ahead and you check out first." So it happened. And the person behind the counter had dealt with this person before. And he had about $40 worth of his items. And he said, I think this will be covered by my SNAP card. And so he ran it through. She says, "Try it again." He ran it through. "No, I'm sorry," she says, "it only has $9 in it." $9 in it! And he was starting to get all excited, you could see he was really confused, and he started swearing, and said, "This world is not worth living." And she says, she had worked with him before, she said, "Calm down, Tommy. You have a bank account, don't you?" "Yeah, it's not much. Well, let's try that." And so he ran it through. And then it said, now put your PIN number in. Oh, God, he's so confused and excited. He wasn't able to, at that point, to remember the PIN. And she said, "Calm down. Just calm down." And the man that was behind him asked, "How much is that bill?" She said, "It's now $30. And he says, "Well, I'll take care of it." And she said, no, let's just wait. Thank you, but just wait. Think, Tommy, about your PIN number." And then he put it in and got it right and swiped the card. And the bill was paid. And then he left, still muttering about life and the world as it is. And then the checkout lady turned to the man who was behind this gentleman. "Thank you so much for being willing to step forward and to pay for this bill for someone you didn't know. But he needed the dignity of doing it himself, and I needed to help that to happen," she said. I think
this scripture really is about when it comes down to it. How we give to life. Do we give always with the expectations that we're going to get something out of it, or we're going to show somebody else up? Or do we give without expecting anything in return? But simply it is the right thing to do that Christ would do. And when I think about it, isn't that what God did for us on a cross in the personage of Jesus? Gave us the forgiveness of all our sins, and we had nothing to pay but to receive it. I think that's the kind of life Christ calls us to live. And I guess the question for you and for me, is that the kind of life we live? Amen.
Let us receive this morning's offering.
Let us pray. Almighty God, giver of every good and perfect gift, teach us to give you all that we have and all that we are, that we may praise you not with our words only, but with our whole lives. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.
Receive the benediction. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up with kindness upon you and give you his peace now and forever. Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.